with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Corey Richens, she's going to stay behind bars for the holidays. The Utah children's book author, you know, the one who wrote Are You With Me, about her husband's death that she's now being charged with. She's accused of fatally poisoning her husband with fentanyl in 2022. Going to be remaining behind bars after the judge denied her bail request. She's facing those charges of aggravated murder and attempted murder during a hearing in Utah's 3rd District. Judge Richard Merzik outlined his reasons for rejecting Richens' bond request. Quote, there simply are not reasonably available means of mitigating her risk to the community and to herself, or the strong incentive for her to flee the jurisdiction of the court, Merzik said. He emphasized the severity of the charges and her diminished ties to the community as critical factors in his decision. Prosecutors accused Richens of spiking a cocktail that she made for her husband, Eric Richens, with a lethal dose of death. A lethal dose of fentanyl. Say that three times quick. Lethal dose of fentanyl. Lethal dose of fentanyl. Try it. Go for it. Your turn.
No, I don't want to.
It's hard.
Dose of fentanyl. Yeah, there's too many L's in there.
It's like in the weird T's, and you got to move your mouth around weird to say it. Anyway, they also claim she attempted to kill him previously on February 14th of 22 by giving him a drugged sandwich. Eric Richens, a father of three, died at their home near Park City, a small mountain town known for its scenic beauty. Richens was arrested in 23, just a year after her husband's death, so it took him a little while to get there, and gained further attention for her public appearances discussing her family's grief. Her book, marketed to help children deal with the loss of a loved one, has become a focal point in media coverage of the case. The defense team, led by attorney Kathy Nestor, argued that the case against Richens is weakening, quote, with two charges dismissed and four others severed, the defense stands more confident. The case against our client is rapidly narrowing, exposing deeper weaknesses with each step, Nestor said. Judge Merzik dismissed two counts of distributing a controlled substance and agreed to separate four real estate-related fraud charges from the upcoming murder trial. However, he denied a motion for the defense to try the murder and attempted murder charges separately. The judge also refused a motion to increase the jury size from the standard 8 to 12 members, despite acknowledging that Utah's law may be on the wrong side of history. Merzik said he is bound by his oath to uphold it. The trial is set to begin in April of 25. It's going to cover a lot of charges, including aggravated murder, attempted murder, two counts of filing fraudulent insurance claims, and one count of forgery. And it looks like some of those charges are going to be separated up here. to ensure the fair jury pool. Both the prosecution and defense agreed to select jurors from a broader geographic area spanning Salt Lake and Summit counties. Richens' defense team emphasized her connections to the area and disputed the notion that she poses a flight risk. However, the judge pointed to several other concerns, including her loss of businesses and strained relationship with her kids, which she said could increase her motivations to flee. Structurally, she just doesn't have the same connections to the community that she had then. The judge concluded Richens remains in custody, awaiting her day in court.
All she had to do be to get more fentanyl within her grasp, and she might, you know, do some others in. I mean, she's a poisoner, so she's dangerous.
I would say, I don't know that she's going to go out and just start poisoning people for the hell of it. I just think that in other relationships she would get into, she would very much actively act in her own best interest. And if she did do this, clearly murder is not off the table in relationships when she wants to get her way. And that's mm-hmm. the scary part.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's a scary woman if what she did is real. Yeah. And then she goes and writes a book about it. Oh, my God. You know, that's a mastermind. She was trying to hide in plain sight.
Yeah.
You know, she was going on TV shows talking about her experience. If you're going to kill somebody, the best thing you could do is just stay quiet, I would think. She's like, no, here's my press release. Look at my book. Buy my book. You know, that's some freaky shit right there.
Yeah, that's the thing when murders are narcissists. It doesn't work in their favor because that desire for the attention and the look at me and, you know, feel bad for me, but feel good for me and just feel anything about me is too insatiable to not go after.
Wow. It's a lot.
Yeah. That's why narcissists make bad killers. That's why a lot of narcissists are killers. Oof. Yeah. Interesting thought. But
well, I'll feel more comfort, you know, past the gravy with her in jail. I'm not, or prison or wherever they're holding her. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully there won't be anything in the gravy. Yep. Holidays would be a good time to do that though, wouldn't it?
What, to poison your family?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, if she was going to do something like that again, I wouldn't let her cook.
That's true. Hey, everybody. Corey got out for the holidays. Where is she? She's in the kitchen. She's stirring the gravy. Said it's the first thing she wanted to do. Said she got some spices in prison she wanted to mix. Right. There. She comes out here. Everybody, have it. Try the gravy. Try the gravy.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, what the holidays could be.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.